According to estimates from U.S. Cyber Command, there are approximately 15,000 individual network enclaves within DoD, each of which grew up according to their own standards, leading to a mishmash of IT that's extremely expensive to manage and almost impossible to secure. The Pentagon has only begun to unwind those stovepipe networks by closing down data centers, terminating boutique applications, and pointing itself toward a future state known as the Joint Information Environment. When it comes to mobility, that's a headache DoD would rather not repeat. Gary Bloom is the director of the Army's Architecture Integration Center.
We're not going to go out and do mobility on our own. We had tons of mobility pilots. Everyone had a mobility pilot. Everyone's trying to do their own thing. And there's a balance between innovation and centralization. So one of the things we decided to do from an enterprise is focus with our partner with DISA as a supplier of that capability, and try to centralize our efforts to move faster on that.
Once the centralized mobile infrastructure, including a single mobile device management system and a DoD app store, reaches initial operational capability, the military services will assume the responsibility for funding the mobility infrastructure and help define its requirements. But it will continue to be operated as a service by DISA. That centralized management structure was laid out in DoD's commercial mobile device implementation plan earlier this year. Brian Teeple is the principal director for Command, Control, Communications, and Computers and Information Infrastructure in the DoD CIO's office.
One of the challenges we've had with multiple services is everybody wants to do it their way, mm-hmm. have control of it, and trying to bring that together. The budget environment's helped in that sense, because for a lot of the things, a lot of the ROI calculations, where we're seeing our savings is instead of doing it four times, doing it one, you know, and having people replicate that. And it's safer for security, because every time everybody does something a little bit differently is one more opportunity to do something that, you know, introduces a vulnerability.
Beyond managing devices and apps at the DoD enterprise level, the Army's Bloom says the commercial-centric mobile infrastructure needs to be highly secure, but it also needs to be based on a single common computing environment and be device agnostic.
So people come to us sometimes and say, well, I have a hardware solution to your mobile problem. I can build a device. It looks like a commercial device, but hardware, we're really securing it for you. We don't believe that's the right way to go. We can't keep up with the commercial industry that way. We think we're going to need to do security by software. And we can't pick a device for our leaders. If we go to our leaders and say, here's an iPhone, somebody in the room is going to say, but I don't want an iPhone, I want a Samsung. So we say, okay, we'll go Samsung. No, I want the iPhone. And what they want today is going to be different than what they want tomorrow. So our challenge is to keep pace with that. That's why this device agnostic architecture is so important to us. And we know there's cost trade-offs here, and we need to work through those things, but we need to come up with a security approach that we can keep up with commercial and not do something different and unique for us.
But Bloom says even though the Army wants soldiers to be able to use mobile devices at work with the same ease of use and functionality they've gotten used to in their private lives, the military still has a long way to go. In pilots thus far, he says devices have needed to have many of their functions disabled for security purposes.
Right now, our mobile pilot doesn't give you all the access to apps. I mean, people have said to us, well, you've given me this device, but it's not that device anymore, because once I go into your secure section, I can kind of look at email. It's a BlackBerry with a nice screen. I can't do all the kind of things that I'm used to doing on my smartphone. So we need to open that stuff up. For us, it's a really big balancing act. And my leadership is sometimes the bad people that tell folks, I'm sorry, but you have to CAC authenticate. We have to do things in a secure fashion. We cannot give up on this side. People don't think about the security part until bad things happen, and then we think about it for a little bit, and then it goes back to the back burner, and most people want to talk about the user functionality side. But we need to make sure, as we provide more mobile services, both for the business side, generating force side, and the tactical side, we need to make sure we do these things.
Bloom says as the Army tries to rationalize the rest of its networks, close data centers, shut down legacy applications, and move network technology to lower echelons of Army units, that same software-centric attitude applies as well. He says the Army wants to stop building specialized IT platforms to meet specific missions and move toward well-designed software on off-the-shelf hardware.
Trying to get to a place where I don't build a device if I want to do Blue Force tracking. I build an app to do that, and put it onto a computing environment. All standards-based. It really changes the culture about how we acquire and buy things. That's one of the biggest cultural challenges we have in our acquisition community. But I'll tell you, the acquisition leadership is all over it. They're working through that, and we're making progress every day.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.